the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Gummy more.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? The real problem with that.
Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, the bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show that is cut up into 31-minute poems about 30 different sports stars. Hi, I'm Joel Kasem and I am just the best. Ah, so great. Some people who are also the best and are so great are the following. First up is a man who is gutted there's no schoolies this year. It's Mick Rad.
I had my tool out ready to go.
I bet you did. Have you missed one since you left school?
Have I missed one schoolies?
Yeah, you've got every year, haven't you?
30 in a row.
Straight up to Queensland. Hanging out
I'm
with
a veteran schoolie.
It must have been like 1920 or something when you went to your first schoolies.
Back then we call it, oh no, I really tried to think of something funny, but I couldn't.
Standard.
No. Back then, Queensland and New South Wales were still one state. Didn't have to go far. Oh, that's, no. I'm sorry. That's not funny at all. Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a bit sick, actually.
We'll save it. We'll get to that. That could be part of it. Hey, save it. Don't ruin save the good stuff for like when we get into the content. Just say
the
I'm good,
good
thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I'm and good, thank you, y'all. And holding the record for the most COVID tests, it's Gabby Morris.
Oh, I think it's actually
and
something
what's your strike rate?
I think it's something to be, proud of, you know, doing something for the community, making sure I'm getting tested regularly, checking that I'm not spreading this mother effer around the world, you know, one fucking nasal swab at a time.
In that sentence, you did an effing and then a fucking.
I know.
Have you come across a person or a test which has been worse than the other? Are they all different? Like,
Well, this time round it was pretty weird because she normally, so it's like normally a swab of your throat and then up the nose. And I've only ever had it on one nostril, but this time she went back for seconds and did the other nostril. And that was a bit of a shock. And before that I said to her, hey, do you mind if I film this? Because I wanted to just film it. And she goes, oh, I won't be able to film you and take a swab. And I said, no. No. I don't expect you to film me as well.
No, I've got a camera crew.
You've already got enough on your plate. And then she goes, oh, excuse me. And she had to go outside to sneeze. And she sneezed in her mask, in her PPE. Like, it was just a struggle. But anyway, this one definitely felt like it touched the brain for sure. It was quite, it was like solid 3 inches deep in there.
God.
I reckon. But it doesn't hurt. Like it's not painful. They've got the new tests now. They're a lot softer and gentler. It's really quick. Like she was really great. But yeah, this one, I feel like I was in the car the first time. So I feel like that's a good, it's a bit lower or something. I can't figure it out.
Were but you in the car in that video you sent us?
No. The first time I had one.
Oh, okay.
How many have you had now, Gab?
Two. Well, I don't know. Just like she went for two nostrils this time. So I feel like that's almost three.
Yeah.
So
two and a half.
Anyway, all negative. So that's good.
Yes, that is good.
Negative is good.
Very happy for you.
Negative is good. Well, now though, I do find it funny because the messages are at this time, your test result is negative. And you're like, all right, well, let's just, you know, be proud of that one. When do you want me to come in again? Bloody hell. Normally they're just like negative. They're like, just at this time.
Next like, time, yeah, though.
Thanks for reminding me. Thanks for reminding me that this is never ending.
Yeah, yeah. Look, before we talk about you, Mick, and your ailments, I should mention that we are doing this show from three different locations, such as the technology we have. Mick's over at SBS Studios. Should I say that on here?
Yeah.
Joel's at 2SER Studios and Gabby's... The Morris Studios. And yeah, so that's why it might sound a bit funny today, because we're all in three different places. So that's it. But it's quite amazing. This is some Beyond 2000 shit, really.
Yeah. Beyond.
Beyond.
Do you guys remember that show, Beyond 2000?
I used to love it. And yeah. They didn't predict this bloody pandemic back then, did they? No.
Beyond 2000 pandemic.
Yeah, it was used to be, what's her name?
Amanda Keller.
Keller, who was on that show. That's right.
I have to say, I think it's not weird Helen Keller. That we're doing this show and the technology is so great, but for some reason you both don't have your cameras on and I can't see you. So,
well, you can't see me because I'm a voyeur.
I don't. Yeah.
And no, because the studio where I am doesn't have that. I don't have a camera. But Mick, I don't know what Mick's excuse is.
Well, no, SBS's budget is not good enough to have webcams. So all the video gear and the video studios and the radio studios are so pov that we can't afford cams. So
I guess it's not something that you put into the budget in a radio station is cameras.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'd think that. But nowadays, all the fancy radio stations have cameras installed. So we're just a little bit behind the curve here at your public broadcaster.
We'll get there. The good reminder that supporter drive is coming up.
Oh, it is too.
It is. So give us money so we can film
ourselves. Help. Give me some
help
of that
to us,
baby.
There's going to be a lot HD. Of talking over the top of each other.
Okay.
Not
radio.
That there normally isn't.
No, that's true. That's true. Mick, so how are you? You've got something wrong.
Just pokey. Oh, look, so my doctor reckons I've got the tonsils of a teenager. I don't quite know what that means.
That's like sort of
pudgy,
disgusting.
And annoying. I don't know.
Do you have them in a jar?
No.
What are these? Doc, what are these?
Like, I've got the. Why have you got the tonsils of a teenager? Very funny, girl. Well done. No, they're a bit bulky, as I've been told, my tonsils, bulky tonsils. So they're inclined to get infected, which then causes tonsillitis, which then causes me to yell out in pain every time I swallow. So it's not nice.
No, that's not fun. I'm sorry to hear that.
But at least I don't have COVID. My first test. I'm now no longer a COVID test version. So I had one this week.
What was your experience like?
It was fine. Like the lady who did it for me at Redfern Medical Center was so careful. Didn't even touch my brain. Did it in my mouth and in my
brain. There's no brain to touch. Come on.
Come on. Well, I
what? Like, come on, that was an obvious one. I got it. Just move on.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it was right. Actually, it was a lot better than some people have said. Yeah, it really hurts or it's uncomfortable, and I just didn't. Went. Oh, is that it? It's too easy.
Yes.
So
right.
Anyway, done.
Too easy. Come on, people. It's fine.
Go get it done.
Yeah.
If you feel sick. Yes. So, all right. Is that content, or do we have more stuff?
No.
Mick, anything?
pretty quiet for me. I've seriously just been sitting at home watching an English cop show on Netflix every night. That's just it.
What's it called?
Well, what's it called? It's called Line of Duty, if you wanted to know. It's very good. It's all about corrupt cops, corrupt coppers.
What do you give it out of 24?
21.
Oh, that's high. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to transition into just talking about TV shows and movies if that's what we want to do on this show.
We can do that. What are you watching at the moment, Gab?
Across the telly. I actually feel quite embarrassed about what I'm watching at the moment. I'm so addicted to it, but I don't even know if I can say it. It's quite embarrassing.
Do you have to get it off the internet?
No. It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. You can say it.
It's old.
It's a safe space. No one's listening.
Okay. I'm watching Outlander, and I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Have you guys even never watched Outlander?
No, never seen
it. It's like a Highland time-traveling Scottish. It's like embarrassing when you say it out loud. A Scottish time, like Highlander time traveler hetero romance that is just absurd but so addictive. Like it's, I mean, it's like really famous and like won all these awards and like there's been books going on forever. And I'm up to season four and I'm genuinely anxious that there's only two more seasons left and they're not going to be a part of my life anymore.
Oh no. I hate that. I hate that feeling.
It's so sad. It's scary.
But I don't like. Anyway, I've heard of the show. I've never seen it. But Scottish and time travel. I mean, they're two of my favorite things.
Right.
Yeah.
Great accent. It's so good. And I only remember watching this show because once I went over to my nan's house many years ago, and she was watching it. She's 92, and she's so obsessed with it. And I got there, and it was just this like it's known for its like hectic sex scenes, and she was just sitting there, just not even fazed that I was there, just loving it. Sexy Scottish show, and I was like, whoa, this is too much. Like, I don't ever want to watch that show, but now I'm into it.
All right, cool.
I'm really into it.
Nice.
Just so you know, Gab, there is another season that's going to be coming next year.
Oh, I know, but they're in filming and they can't film at the moment because of COVID. So, another devastation because of COVID.
Oh, so, I've never ever heard of it, but I've just looked it up. Very good content. What? Well, nice work.
Yeah. No worries.
Content.
So I myself am returning to cricket tomorrow.
Whoa.
So
yes. Cricket's back.
It's back. Well, so we decided at the end of last season that we were going to stop playing cricket and just hang out and play golf without all the drama. And then we actually didn't finish the last game we were playing, which is a semi-final, and now they want us to finish it. So we are spending one day batting tomorrow, and if we win, we continue to play, and if we don't, then we're done. So I'm doing some sport.
That's the biggest gap between days of a cricket match
the
I've
biggest.
Ever seen.
It has to
That's
be.
Ridiculous.
It has to be a record. I actually don't even remember.
That's a world record.
I'm going to try and look it up when we last played. But yes, it's a very long time ago. So
I do believe there's controversy associated with this because one of the members of your team has been sent off, you could say.
Oh, that's right. I was wondering why he wasn't saying anything in the group chat. He got suspended.
And thinking that he wouldn't have to play any more games, and he got suspended for the final, semi-final, whatever it is.
That's right. I completely forgot. So we last played on – see, it says – this is what it says – day one, Saturday, 14th of March. Day two, Saturday, 5th of September.
6 months.
Huge gap. Huge gap. All right. So
how are you going to go? How's your batting form? You've been practicing for 6 months. You've been training for this day?
Not at all.
It's huge.
Not at all. No fitness. It's coming. No training. No anything. We were not going to win. It's fine. Also through the week, I managed to go to I don't want to get into why. It's to do with work, but I went to like a truck driving course and I had to drive a truck around like you see, you know, when people do the things like around the witch's hats and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I did all that. And the guy who was doing it was an ex-Bathurst racer. Raced with like Peter Brock and worked with Lounsey and other people I don't know. So, yeah. That's...
Oh, you go.
Is it a semi-rigid truck?
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, you've got to learn.
As a flaccid one.
Is it? It's like a giant ute. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sick one. That's pretty cool, Joel. Did you get a pic with it? Because that's a pretty good thing for your Tinder.
Oh, God. Oopsie daisies. All right. Well, can we move on now? Can we talk sport? That'll do.
Sport.
Yes. Sydney FC have taken home the toilet seat, winning the A-League Grand Final 1-0 against Melbourne City on Sunday night. Sydney is the This is Sydney's fifth title, meaning they are the best side in the 43-year A-League era. Three of those titles have come in the last 5 years as well. So a goal in extra time by fullback Ryan Grant gave Sydney a narrow 1-0 victory and a remarkable Premiership Championship double.
There you go. Well done, Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney.
Our hometown.
Mm-hmm. That's where we live, Sydney. You know it.
And we beat Melbourne. I mean, you know, Melbourne just can't get enough of being crushed by Sydney.
Can't take a trick.
I can't take a trick.
That's Melbourne City's first ever grand final as well. So, sucks to lose in your first ever grand final, I would say.
Got to lose one to win one.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
I like that. You know, but I don't know if you saw any of the game, but Melbourne City actually did score a goal in the first half. And it was awarded, but then the VAR system got involved and they took it off them for an offside.
VAR.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. Illegal goal.
Wait, what? Do we have VAR and NRL?
We do.
It's called the bunker.
Called the bunker.
Well, I have a bone to pick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we moving into NRL?
Guess what? Yeah, I was watching the footy.
Yeah, no worries. How good's footy?
Go on.
That's what I felt like. And there was a knock on by the Panthers earlier on in the first half. That somehow didn't get picked up, and it was shocking.
This is last night, sorry?
Yep.
Okay. Did you complain?
Yeah, so yep.
I didn't watch the game.
I do. No, you didn't watch the game?
No. I mean, I don't watch every game. I know it sounds like it when I come into this show. I do have a life.
Really?
Yeah. No, I watch Netflix.
It was just the most blatant knock-on, and I'm really shocked that, like, even the commentators were like, well, that was odd. That was an obvious knock-on right in the end zone. What is that end zone?
Here's a question, Gab. How would you resolve a situation like that? How would you decide that the NRL should treat? What would you do to fix this from happening again? You know?
Should I play an ad?
Like, if you ran NRL.
Uh-oh.
Gabby?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Gabby, the big question you decided to hang up.
You couldn't
handle
it.
The pressure.
It was too much.
I thought it wasn't too long a pause there. It disappeared.
That's what I thought.
She has been having internet problems, poor Gabby. So we must preface.
We'll press
we might
on
have to
for
start the whole program again.
No, please. We're 18 minutes in. I'm not starting again.
I legitimately wanted to find out what Gabby's solution might be, because she might have something really smart that hasn't been picked up. Because, of course, we've got the captain's call now in NRL, which I think is a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But you can't do a captain's call for a knock-on that they don't call, right?
Yes. No, actually, I'm not too sure of the rules. Like, do you have to do a captain's call or captain's challenge when play stops?
Well, yeah, usually captain's calls are after the whistle's been blown for something. But if there was no whistle blown and the play just continues, there's no opportunity for a captain to go, oh, can you look at that knock-on that happened 2 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, well, no, because we've moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't think that, I was really interested in hearing Gabby's opinion on it. Now that she's talked about footy, I'm like, well, here we go. It's time to engage.
I think she might be... Well, she's definitely trying to get back on, so we'll let her go for a minute. We can talk about other stuff because, of course, there were a lot of headlines this week. Firstly, what did we have here? At the Sharks, Bronson Sherry's NRL career is hanging by a thread after confirmation his B sample tested positive to anabolic steroids. Did you hear about this?
This is huge. I mean, this is a guy that was one of the next big things in NRL and rugby league. And he could be out of the game for
four years. So he's got a week to respond to a breach notice handed down by the NRL as of Tuesday, and he faces a 4-year ban from any like World Doping Agency compliant sport. So not just NRL, he could be banned from everything that's, you know, WADA is involved in. Which is, I think is
Yeah, and he's like, what is he involved in? He's involved at netball on the weekend.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, he can't go and like play AFL.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, what a doink. If that's what he's done.
You just call him a doink?
That's pretty silly. A doink, yeah.
He is a doink. That's a great way of putting it. He's definitely a doink. But he's 19. obviously, this is a stupid thing and whatever. But if it's only 4 years. So he's 23 when he comes back. Possibly 24. I don't know how it's going to work. But like, he's still pretty young.
Yeah.
It's not like...
True. I mean, I have a feeling if he came back, he wouldn't be the same player.
Well, that's the other thing. You don't have that.
Well, I mean, we don't even...
Yeah. Okay.
I'll stop talking.
Do you have any football news?
Rugby league news for me is really just waiting for Parramatta to play Penrith so we can knock them off their bloody pedestal. Because, of course, the Panthers are going amazingly well. They've now broken their own records for how many games they've won in a row and whatnot. Just got thrashed by the Broncos last night. But I'm waiting for Parramatta to play them in a couple of weeks because I want to see us beat them in Penrith. That's my big hope. Do you think there's a chance?
No, not at all, actually. I don't think there's a chance. Look, I just tried to ring Gab and she's...
Chose one of the dog. Come on.
I will try her again.
Sure.
But okay, look, I shut up. I don't know if, like, this is something actually I wanted to ask you because we spoke about it briefly last week because we were in after the Eels game last week where they got smashed. They didn't score a point. Everyone's now starting to write them off. You're obviously not.
Oh, no, look, I always hold out a little hope that my team will bounce back, and I'm sure they will. And if they're playing the Warriors this weekend, so I think that's a positive thing for us because we probably should win that game.
But Warriors are playing well.
You know what, though? The Sydney media just loves to hack into the Eels. As soon as the Eels win a couple of games, they're like, oh, next big thing, they're going to win the premiership. As soon as they lose a couple of games, they're like, oh, they're crap. Why are they so bad? So they're just one of those teams that the media just loves to dig into as hard as they can.
You could say that about anyone, though, especially the Tigers. Oh, media hate the Tigers. Gabby?
Oh, God.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, can you answer Mick's question, please?
What would I do in the case of a VAR incident?
Yeah, we've literally just sat here in silence waiting for you.
No, you have not.
Yeah.
I don't even have time to really Google or anything. Well, I think the issue is here is that if you have VAR and a player has called or multiple players have called an incident, shouldn't you just go to the VAR just to back up any statements made?
But then any player could do that at any time and then you just stop the game for nothing.
Well, like, you can't be a dickhead about it, which is hard. I get it because it's NRL. But
exactly.
But surely, if we didn't know, I mean, I guess you need a linesman involved. So you need someone, you need another ref going, needs to go to VAR. Right?
Well, you know what? What's this
the
year,
point,
they've halved the refs. There were two refs on the field last year, in the last few years, and this year there's only one ref on the field. So there's less chance. There's more chance that they'll miss something.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What? So the deal is because they didn't have enough money to pay refs that they just got one in?
Yep.
Mm-mm. So that's why you should be going to the VAR, because you're paying all that money for a bloody bunker.
That's something. Yeah, I guess that's true.
But what happens, Gab, if you're running around the field, someone knocks on and then play continues, what do you do? Like, at what point do you say, I want to go back to that thing that looked like a knock-on a minute ago?
Mick, you're asking the wrong person.
Oh, these are the big questions, Gab. I was just so excited that you were engaged in NRL.
I was actually really into it last night. It's funny how I'm like, boring NRL. But then as soon as you start watching it, you do get into it. But I have to say, last night's game was a bit boring. Like, it was a little bit repetitive. Something about it was just not too exciting.
Yeah, well, the Panthers are just going through the motions, beating the Broncos. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos have gone through a lot lately. I think we all need to just give them a break.
Okay. Oh, really?
They have. They've gone through heaps.
I don't know about that.
I don't know where this show is going. It's getting way too serious for me. I don't like it. So, I should break. I'm not going to talk about that. In cricket news, aside from my game this weekend, there's other cricket being played. Australia's three-match T20 series against England kicks off tomorrow morning, I think about 3 a.m. our time. So they play, I think, three T20s and then three one-day internationals. This is our first national team to leave the country since the pandemic began, and etc. In rugby, Amy Perrett made history on Friday by becoming the first woman to referee a men's super rugby game. So well done, Amy.
Nice.
She's been like a sideline touchy for quite some time. But yeah, this is the first time she got to referee a game. In AFL, they've only gone and bloody done it. The Adelaide Crows, they've won their first game of the season, beating Hawthorn by 35 points. The losing streak that has lasted more than a year is over, and they can go back to losing now. It's also the second time this year that the Crows have led at halftime. So there's another very interesting stat for you to take to the bank and get some money for that. And in other AFL news, the Gabba in Brisbane will host this year's grand final. First time it's ever been out of Melbourne in the AFL, VFL history.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I hate though? And I really dislike crazy. I hate parochialism for the sake of parochialism. So now all of a sudden Queensland are hosting the AFL grand final and they're like, we're going to make it all about Queensland. It's like, no, it's actually, we're just hosting it there because we're trying to help out, you know, another state who's struggling. No, it's all Queensland. And it's like, settle down. Like, why do they do this? Why do they make it all about them?
I don't know.
I think every state does. What are you talking about?
No, you see, if you ever go to Queensland, you watch any of the TV, every ad is just about how everything's so good in Queensland and we are the best.
Pretty good.
No other state does
pretty
that.
Good in pretty good in Queensland.
I think Mick just has a problem with Queensland because of the schoolies thing.
Oh, of course. He's salty.
Yeah. This whole episode, he's been
get
angry.
On it.
Yeah. Sorry, Mick. As we're very quickly running out of time, let's do a game. Just a bunch of random questions, bruv. Okay.
Sorry, can I just say that this has been random. I mean, we've had shemozzles before, but this has been a shemozzle of a show.
By far our worst show.
Can I just also say that I fucking burnt my stew? I'm really pissed off.
You what?
I burnt my stew.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense than burning your shoe. Okay. I'm sorry about your stew.
So sad.
Okay. In baseball, where did the Orioles come from?
Oregon.
Michael?
Houston.
We have a problem. Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. I usually get these.
Been there. How many people, this is a good one. How many people are there in an official tug-of-war team?
Six.
What? Official. I'm going to say eight.
Oh.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
It was the International Tug of War Day last Monday.
Really?
Yep.
What? That's huge.
I know.
We should have dedicated a whole show to that. No, I can't be bothered doing it anymore. This show's been a mess.
I'm sorry, dear listener, for today. Technology and sickness almost stopped us from putting a show for you today, but we did it anyway. I hope you are happy.
We came, we saw, we conquered.
We try. We do try.
We just did
I
terribly.
Got attacked by a pack of wild dogs, so I think that also we have to take that into account.
Yeah, we did mention that. Gabby actually couldn't walk out her front door because of dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. Let's do it again next week, shall we?
We will try.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Stay sporty.
Bye.
Bye.